Hi, Chuck Huber here for the Stata YouTube channel. I'd like to show you some of the data sets that are included with Stata. So let's go up to the menu and click File and scroll down to where it says Example Data Sets. So click that and you'll notice two groups of data. The first list here, first group, is example data sets installed with Stata. They're stored locally on your machine after you install Stata. And then the second group, Stata 12 manual data sets, are available across the web if you're connected to the internet. So let's look at the top group first, example data sets stored with Stata. Let's maybe open auto.dta. Here's a whole list of these down the left-hand column that are available. If you want to use them, click the Use link next to it, or if you just simply want to describe the data in the data set, just click Describe, obviously. So we're going to click Use next to auto.dta, and that will then open the data, and we could view it in the browser if we want. And we can do things with these data in terms of analyses or summarizing or graphing or whatever if we want to do examples with them. But there are other data sets that are specific for certain commands. So let's go back up to File, scroll down to Example Data Sets again, and look at the Stata 12 manual data sets. Let's click that link this time. So let's say we're interested in doing something like analysis of variance. I can click on the base reference manual here. And one of the top entries is ANOVA, and we have a group of data sets that are useful for running examples of analysis of variance, or ANOVA. So we can click any of the use highlighted words here if we want to open the data set or again describe. So I'm going to click use systolic, or the word use next to systolic.dta. Close this. And now I have the variables listed in the variables window. I can go to the data editor and browse the data, look at the raw data. Close it, and I'm ready to go. I can learn more about analysis of variance in Stata with that particular data set. So I hope this was helpful. Thanks for stopping by.